This is Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Kack. 5 years after Tropical Storm Irene, Bethel has mostly recovered from the devastation that storm brought. But like many small towns in Vermont, Bethel continues to struggle with long-term problems, aging historic buildings, empty storefronts, and little municipal capacity for planning and development work. So this weekend, Bethel hopes to change that with a do-it-yourself makeover. Bethel is trying out a way to demonstrate what Bethel could look and feel like if it revitalized its village center. In other words, Bethel will spend this weekend trying out various downtown improvement projects. Joining us now to tell us more about it is Rebecca Sanborn Stone, organizer of the Bethel Revitalization Initiative. Rebecca, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So this project is called the Better Block, and I'm wondering if you could describe what that means and where the idea developed.
Yeah, absolutely. The Better Block really means what it says, taking one block downtown. For us, that's our one intact historic block on Main Street, and making it better in just about every way we can imagine. So we're talking about everything from pulling weeds out of the sidewalk cracks to filling up empty storefronts with temporary businesses and people who can make those spaces vibrant, to improving pedestrian safety, like better, more visible crosswalks, adding a temporary bike lane so that people can feel safe walking and biking through town, having live music and events, reasons for people to come down and spend time and enjoy the weekend, including into the evening, which is something that we don't typically have in Bethel. And the idea actually did not originate with us at all. The first Better Block project was held in Dallas, in a neighborhood that is very urban, but otherwise dealing with problems much like Bethel's. The project was created there by a couple of community organizers who didn't want to wait around for decades to see improvements. They wanted to see what they could do on their block in a weekend, and it took off. Better Block has since then been replicated in hundreds of cities and communities around the country and the world, but this is the first time it's happening in Vermont.
So why is this something that Bethel gravitated to?
I think it's a great fit for Bethel for a few reasons. Like many Vermont small towns, we have a lot of challenges, but we are a small community. We don't have a lot of municipal staff. We don't have a large budget. We don't have the kind of funding and resources it would take to do a major economic development study or decade-long planning and revitalization process. What we do have is a group of very committed residents who have the skills to get out and create the town that we want. We have a lot of people who are willing to spend time painting shops, even if it's not their own space, people who are interested in running a store and want to see what that might feel like. And even in the years since Tropical Storm Irene, Bethel has tried this kind of pop-up community revitalization in other ways. We've created a pop-up university. We've had groups of people come out and just take over a little space and turn it into a park. And that's been a really successful strategy for us.
Well, I've seen some YouTube videos of this Better Block project and how it's worked in other communities. And it is really, it's very cool. So I'm wondering, for folks in other towns who might want to try out this approach, what kind of a time and manpower commitment did it take to set this up in Bethel? I mean, what were the brainstorming sessions like?
Yeah, it's been a significant investment for sure, and one where we've been very lucky to have the support of AARP of Vermont, which is sponsoring and funding this project for us, and help from Team Better Block. So we've been planning for about 3 months now. We have a core team of organizers who've been very active on numerous Bethel projects and already work well together. I would say probably three people have done the bulk of the organizing and logistics. Another 20 or so have been very active in taking on different pieces of this. We started with a very large community forum back at the spring with probably 75 to 80 people who came out to just start imagining what our downtown could be like. And we took those ideas, specific projects, specific shops, and worked them into the plan for this weekend.
And so I'm just going to jump in. So this weekend, it starts Friday evening, right?
It starts Friday at 3 p.m.
Oh, 3 p.m. Okay. And so how is it going to work? Do people sign up ahead of time? Do people just show up and say, put me to work? Give us an overview of how this weekend plays out.
Actually, the building is going to happen mostly before Friday at 3 p.m. So we've had some projects underway, but if people want to help out and do the building, we will have a big work session on Thursday evening. We will have other ones starting probably 8 a.m. on Friday and running till about 3. We have a sign-up form on our website, BethelRevitalizationInitiative.org, and we invite everyone to come and take on a project with us. If folks want to come and just enjoy it, then anytime 3 p.m. Friday through 3 p.m. Sunday, come on down and have a beer in our new beer garden, sit and relax and listen to some live music, go for a hike. We have activities and options for just about everyone.
Well, and I saw the list. There's some things like there's going to be bike repair and simple tune-ups, weaving, felting, and craft demos, quilt supplies, fabric alterations. I mean, a lot of just very diverse, eclectic sorts of businesses and activities going on.
Absolutely. They really reflect the talents and skills of people in the community and things that really could become a part of our Main Street in the long term. The main point about this project is it's not a community festival. It's not just a celebration that will happen once. We're really trying on things that could become permanent.
So once you get through this weekend, how will you gauge the needs or wants of the town, and then what happens?
We'll continue to do a lot of the same kinds of conversations and activities we've done already to find out what people want for Bethel, even during this weekend. So we'll be surveying people on the street, asking them what they think about this. Do they like having a bike lane? Do they like having certain shops on Main Street? Are there things still missing? And we will continue surveying people afterwards. Our hope is that we can identify some elements of the Better Block that we absolutely want to keep and some people who are ready to step up and make them happen. Other things might take more time, and we'll have to think about whether we can fundraise or find additional resources to make them a reality.
Well, and I can imagine that even just planning for this, just dreaming about it and thinking about it, probably gave a spark to the community. Have you seen that?
It did. That's been a trend in Bethel over the years. One small spark leads to another. It's been really amazing to me to see people stepping up and offering whatever it is they have, things that we weren't necessarily aware of, people we didn't even know were in the community. So one person emailed this week and said he'd like to just run a popcorn stand and give away popcorn. And someone else who's new to town emailed and said she does stained glass windows and would love to hang one and sell it. We've had people coming out and offering to take over spaces and transform them into lively little parks. So yeah. It's really been a community effort. Tremendous number of people stepping up and offering talents and skills.
Rebecca Sanborn Stone is the organizer of the Bethel Revitalization Initiative. And Rebecca, thanks so much and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much. And to the entire team, I'm only one of many organizers.